We just mentioned that case from 2015, which is in court today, of 59-year-old Haydar Haydar tried for the murder of his wife, and it allegedly occurred after he found text messages on her phone. Well, there were two incidents at the weekend, two people allegedly stabbed to death by their partners in Sydney just this weekend. In the early hours of Saturday morning, a 29-year-old Irishman by the name of David Walsh, a dad of three, was killed by a stab wound to the neck in Padstow. His 25-year-old fiancée, also from Ireland, has been charged with the murder, Tina Cahill. It's reported the stabbing occurred while an altercation was underway between Mr. Walsh, his fiancée Tina, and another Australian man. The Irish Sun newspaper is reporting that Mr. Walsh flew into a jealous rage when his fiancée Tina brought home the Australian man from a nearby pub. An altercation broke out and David Walsh was fatally stabbed in the neck with a broken bottle. Tina Cahill has been arrested and charged, while the other Australian has been released. And that's not all. Over the weekend, in another grisly case, a 33-year-old Bangladeshi national has been charged with stabbing his wife to death after allegedly finding out she was having an affair. It's alleged that Shahab Ahmed demanded to look at his wife's phone after suspecting her of cheating and found texts apparently confirming his suspicions. An argument then followed, escalating to the point where Mr. Ahmed allegedly grabbed a kitchen knife and stabbed his 29-year-old wife in the chest before calling 000. But have a listen to what his lawyer said about it in court. His lawyer told Parramatta Court, the relationship came to a very tragic end. No. Hold on. The relationship didn't come to a tragic end. Her life came to a tragic end. Your client allegedly couldn't control his anger and is accused of stabbing his wife to death. Forget about the relationship coming to a very tragic end. Her life came to a very tragic end. That's what he said to court. The relationship came to a very tragic end. No. When a relationship comes to an end, it's because both people have decided, or one person's decided, to pull the pin and for the people to go their separate ways. A life comes to an end when a crazed maniac allegedly murders somebody.